Welcome to, I believe, our VIP interview number 5. And we have the wonderful, amazing, very impressive, both as a person and the way he dresses, Tyati Young. Hey, Tyati, how are we doing?
Doing good, Danny. Glad to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, don't be silly. Thank you for saying yes to the interview. You kind of had to, but I appreciate you saying yes to it. So again, just for everyone watching, the reason, the purpose for these short interviews is to meet our virtuosos, the top people in our business, making our business tick. You get an insight into who they are, what they do, why they do it. Obviously, you know, I've known Tyati now for a year and a bit. He was probably one of my first ever hires at the company. It was a very important hire. We would always focus only on clinical. We were about to diversify our business, our portfolio, spread our risk, and focus on what was not known then, but is clearly known now, our QRC division. And so it was an amazing moment when I met Tyati, because I was actually looped in by the president then to say, hey, Tyati wants to speak to someone who actually does believe in diversity, equity, and inclusion. And then he met a white male and thought, okay, really? So we interviewed, and I think Tyati believed the vision, believed in what we were trying to build, and he was willing to put his hand up, get dirty, and do it. And so I'm really excited for Tyati to talk about his journey so far. You know, he's probably one of the kindest, nicest human beings in the business. And I think that's a lot because of who he is, the family he's built, but also the experiences he's had, both good and bad. And we're going to get an insight into that. So, Tyati, I've given you, I hope, a good enough introduction. So why don't you take us a little bit, firstly, tell us a little bit about who you are and your family, your situation. Tell us a little bit about you.
Absolutely. So, Tyati Young, I learned recently that my name means little king hero, which is fantastic. But in regards to, you know, my work experience prior to joining SRG, I was working at a previous organization as a recruiter, and I spent 10 years under some interesting leadership, leadership that I did not feel was appropriate, and leadership that I believed hindered my growth. You know, I'm a very hard worker, someone that's very, very driven, very passionate about work ethic, and I just don't believe that my previous experience gave me the opportunity to thrive, right? And you mentioned speaking with you. I didn't look at it that way, the way that you mentioned it, but I really appreciated the opportunity.
You did a phone call. You didn't see what I looked like.
Right. Very true. Very true. But I do remember during the conversation, we spoke about my interest in working in an organization that was diverse. You know, diversity, equity, inclusion is something that has been instilled into me since I was a child. You know, obviously my mother, African American, and just seeing the things she had to navigate through as an African American, but also as a woman, right? And then learning that the CEO here is a female, obviously speaking with you and talking to you about your vision and what you wanted to build, it was awesome to hear. And one of the things that people may not know, although you referenced the color disparity, but there was just a passion in your voice. And you talked about the things that you've done to really impact change, right? And that resonated with me, and it made me feel comfortable in our conversation, number one, but then also finally accepting the opportunity because there was a lot of nervousness, you know, didn't really know what I was gonna walk into, but you believed in me, and I didn't really like show you a ton of like what I was capable of, which was kind of cool, you know? So that is one of the things that I remember from that initial conversation. But then obviously we spent a lot of time together. We've had conversations since and it's been absolutely amazing, Danny. So.
Oh, well, that's great to hear, brother. And I appreciate you trusting in me and trusting in the business. And what an amazing year you've had. So why don't you take us through, like, because I think people don't sometimes see the hard work that goes into building a new business. Why don't you take us through a little bit about what you've had to endure over the last year, year and a half, when you joined to the moment you are to here today?
Yeah. So when I got here, you guys gave me the keys. Like, here you go. And I kind of walked into a situation where I was acting as talent acquisition, you know, building my team from the ground up, participating in interviews, which I had done, but not to the degree that you guys allowed me to do it, which again showed your belief in me. You know, a lot of training that went into developing the team and a lot of trust as well. But then again, a lot of nervousness too, where to really step outside of my comfort zone and trust the individuals around me, which I didn't really have that opportunity to do prior to joining this organization. So it's been a collaborative effort, which has been great. You know, trials and tribulations, let's be honest, but there's been a lot of work that's been going on behind the scenes, which has kind of helped, well, it's showcasing now. But one of the things that I started out with when I was building my team was like this little mantra, you know, brick by brick mentality. You know, we're every single day we're coming in trying to build this thing up. You know, it's slow and steady wins is essentially what we're doing now. So it when I started, it was like a team of three, which, you know, we slowly progressed into six, into eight, and then got a recent new addition, which pushed it up to nine. So we are building, we are creating all the things that we wanted to create, but it has not been easy throughout the process, I'll say that.
Absolutely. And what do you think's made this opportunity work so well? Apart from, you know, I know you talked a lot about, you gave me the keys to the car, but what do you think's been the game changer, the life changer? What do you think's been the major reason why it's working so well?
Couple of things, and that's a phenomenal question, Danny. You know, one of the biggest things that you guys allow me to do is be creative. You know, I have this ability to turn an idea into reality, and you guys allow me to do that. But the other thing is just my team. You know, they believe in me, I believe in them, and I listen to them. I am a very smart person, but I'm not the smartest person in the room, and I'm okay with that. It's about having a very intelligent team around me that I believe in them, and we can kind of work again collaboratively. So I believe that's the reason why things are, you know, coming together and moving the way that they are, moving quite well, I'll say. But again, it all started with just the ability to be creative and listening to my team as well. So
amazing. And if you think about the performance over the last few months, it's probably come in the last 6 months where all of a sudden the hard work put in is starting to really come through. So what do you think has been the tipping point recently? Is it just experience? Is it tenure? Is it just client opportunities? Is it, what do you think it is?
I would say experience. I mean, again, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. I think that if I am positive in my approach, like, good things are going to happen. You know, it's just, again, putting in the work, right? I'm not, you don't come into work with the expectation that you're going to fail. Like, that's just not how things move. I mean, if you're not doing the things that you need to do, then clearly it's going to showcase itself. But, you know, there's a lot of books that I'm reading. There's a lot of meetings that I'm going outside of work. I mean, there's a lot of mentors that I'm talking to that are helping me understand, like, hey, this is how you navigate in these times. So I think experience does play a significant part. Again, those I spoke about it earlier, having the wins and the losses, like the losses are going to be there, but how you respond is the biggest thing, right? Do you just take your foot off the gas and be like, you know what, it's all done? Or do you just keep at it, you know, just keep driving forward towards that goal? And again, I think channeling that message to my team is the reason why you're seeing the success today.
Brilliant. Love it. So you've been a new leader this year. This has been leadership opportunity for you and you've grabbed it. If for the people who are looking at leadership or the ones who are stepping into this role or they see the ambition, the hope to become one day, what's the lessons learned? What's the things that you would be giving them advice on?
It's not easy. I'll say that. It is not easy, but it is very rewarding. And one thing that I would encourage individuals to do is just build a network of folks that have been there before. You know, I ask a lot of questions to you. I ask a lot of questions to Nate. I ask a lot of questions to Rick, Carrie. I'm asking questions to everybody because I want to learn. But there's a lot of intelligent folks around you that'll help you learn to become a better leader, or at least build, channel that leadership that you already have within yourself outward to the world, right? And I think the biggest aspect of leadership is just having confidence, right? Confidence that you're projecting the right message, confidence that it's received well also. Just a couple of notes that I would share with others. So
love it, love it. 2023 is upon us. What's the big ambition? What are we going to be talking about in a year's time?
I'd love to get my team to the performance awards, every single one of them. I mean, they've all been working hard, again, behind the scenes and the showcasing with the recent update here with Nephron and all the deals. So that would be a huge accomplishment for 2023, is just to have them all celebrate on a beach somewhere, all the successes that they've achieved in 2023. So that's the biggest goal, I'd say.
Love it, love it. And then just to kind of finish off, like, what's the one thing you want to say to everyone? Like, because, you know, this is your big moment. You've had, again, today is a testament to all that. I mean, this might, you might be thinking this interview gets done in the same day, but today, right, those 20K weekly GP got sent out, the 10 deals got confirmed. What's the one thing you want to say to people? Because you've gone through a hell of a lot to build a new division from scratch, get people performing, you know, watching Aisha just put in 5 massive placements, someone who only joined us in June. So what's the one thing you want to say to everybody?
Well, one thing I'd want to say to everyone is that just stay confident and true to your vision of what success should look like. You know, you referenced Aisha and others as well, but the team has to believe in you as a leader, right? Yeah. So you have to make sure that you're communicating the right messages, but also listening to them, listening to their wants, their desires to be successful, and then figuring out how you can get them to their destination or get them to their goals, right? So that's probably the one that I would say, just make sure that you're listening to your team. Continuous improvement is one thing that I always talk about in every single meeting, I'm sure that you say. But then also, I do want to touch on one thing that I know that you didn't really talk about. Is just be honest with yourself. I know one area of improvement for me is that I'm very, 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 very kind. So I need to be more like Danny in a sense and be a little bit tougher on my approach, tougher on maybe numbers in a sense, because if my team is saying they want to get to a certain destination, I need to challenge them a little bit. And that's a reality. So just figuring out how I can challenge them, how I can inspire them to be the best individual that they can be. So
yeah, I love that. And it's funny because I talk about radical candor a lot, you know, be direct because you care, but do it in a way that's respectful. You know, I always say I'm kind on people, tough on numbers. We create a culture of excellence. That whole Winston Churchill quote, we shape our buildings thereafter they shape us. Let's create a place that everyone wants to be beautiful, and you become beautiful. So I think the thing is, we just don't want to kill people softly and slowly by not being real with them if they're not doing enough. And in this market, you know, sometimes you have to do double more to get the same results because it is going to be tighter and tougher. But with the top 100 and with the strategy and the people we've got, I'm so happy and proud of the performance. But I know we're just setting the foundation, and it's about creating a scalable, sustainable business so you can do more. You know, by creating succession, so others can copy the work you've done and just create mini Tyattis everywhere. Little King Hero. So I love it, Tyatti. Listen, thank you so much for everything. You know, appreciate you taking the opportunity and taking the chance. You've grabbed it with both hands. You've been one of the easiest managers I've ever worked with, and you clearly love your people. It comes across every time I speak to you. It's a big year for QRC. I know there's a lot of people vying for Team of the Year. I know you just lost out because it was very last minute that we got that big extra lead thing in. You've started the year like legends. Let's not have it like last year where we had one good half. You know, this year, let's just continue how we've started. Yeah. And you've started the best way you possibly could. The best way.
100%. 100%. I appreciate that, Danny. And, you know, the idea is to not take the foot off the gas. You know, there's a lot more to be done. So excited for 2023.
Love it. Well, Tyatti, thank you. And thank you to everyone for listening. The video should be coming out soon. But, you know, we're going to be continuing these for the rest of the year. So if there's anyone you want to hear from, please do let us know. Have an amazing day, rest of your week, and Do you? And thank you again, Tyati, for spending the time with me. And I'll make sure next time we do this, our dresses, I'll bring out the bar mitzvah suit if I need to.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah. All right. That's awesome.
Take care. Thank you, Danny. Cheers, man. Bye.